Matt Greenwood with you on KHF Sports Talk. We've caught Chris Krueger on the road to the soccer pitch as his Windsor Owls get ready to take on the Fox Warriors in the Windsor tournament. Kickoff at 6 o'clock, so not too long from now. And, Coach, we're certainly glad that you could have this conversation with us previewing your upcoming 2019 season. You guys are coming off back-to-back district titles over Hillsborough in both of them. Last year was very, very exciting with Tanner Berry getting a header off of a corner kick in overtime. Really thrilling stuff. And you know what? That guy's back. So why don't we just start with Tanner Berry, a guy that's listed as a midfielder, was listed as a midfielder last year. Don't know about this year yet, but let's talk about him and the prospects of him having a strong 2019 like he did last year.
Tanner actually was a forward for us last year, but he's dropping back into the midfield this year for us. He was our leading scorer last year, kind of our the guy that kind of rallies the troops, per se, tries to push everybody on his back and lead them the way he needs to go. He's our captain this year, so we're kind of looking forward to him being in that midfield, having just a little bit more space to maneuver, seeing what he can do, whether it's score goals or set up guys from that position. You know, being at the forward position last year, you know, he had his back to the defenders a lot, which kind of kept him kind of trapped at times, where now if we drop him back, he's attacking that guy, making that defender be on his heels more. So we're expecting big things out of him from there, being our true leader, leading us both on the offensive and defensive side.
What has Tanner been up to this summer, this off season, to, you know, get better for 2019, for his senior year?
He's actually... He went and trained with Jeffco for, I think, 2 or 3 times a week this summer, early in the morning. So just seeing him back, you can see the difference he's made from last year to this year just by working with guys that are a little older and at a different level. So he's been doing that, and then he just picked up he's going to do the kicking duties for the football team this year also. So working with Jeffco, and now he's doing soccer with us, and then he's going to be kicking for football team. He's kept himself pretty busy here over the last 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it. You did mention that you can see the difference in Tanner Berry. Are we talking from the physical side, mental side, technically speaking? What difference do you see?
You know, it's his ball touch, the way the ball just kind of sticks to his foot, his one-on-one moves have greatly improved. His burst, he's got an extra burst that, you know, he didn't have last year, and he was still quick last year, but he just got another level to it, and he's able to do all of that at one time, which is a very special type of player when you got someone like that, where you make a move and that ball just sticks to your foot doing it. It's really fun to watch and see.
Yeah, good deal. All right, so you talk about him going from the forward position last year, moving back to the midfield. So obviously you still expect him to score a lot of goals, and he'll be right in the center of that 8-yard box for corner kicks, of course. But as far as he's going to be passing the ball to, who's going to be, you know, going on the chase and trying to score some goals as a forward, who do you have going into this year?
Grant Siegel's returning. He was a forward for us last year. He was our second leading goal scorer last year. So Grant will be up there. We're looking for Grant to kind of score anywhere when he's near the box, looking at him, trying to get Tanner or our wing mid. And then we have Noah Liska, who's a senior. He's got some speed that we're hoping that can put defenses on their heels. And if his speed can be utilized the right way, we're hoping for some one-on-one opportunities. And then Max Kimbrough, who came up last year from the JV when Gabe Dohat got hurt, he's shown great improvement throughout the offseason, and so he'll be coming off the bench. So the three we got up there, we like what we got. All can score from anywhere inside that box, so we're looking forward to those guys.
You did lose a couple of defenders, Coach Krueger, and Alex Barton and Jake Mahone. How have you replaced them going into 2019?
Last year, Tyler Ballou was our only sophomore that was up. He got a couple starts last year, came off the bench. And then, you know, when teams noticed that we had Tyler, you know, they would see he was a sophomore. And so the other teams would try and attack him. a lot last year, and I think that Tyler learned a lot through that process. So this year, you know, he's back. He's going to be starting. He's going to take Jake Mahone's spot, the center back role. I know he's looking forward to it. He likes the challenge. He's wanting to defend and still help on the offensive end where he can. So Tyler's got to be the guy we got back there. And then Eddie Lorenz, who's a senior, kind of was positionless for us last year. He played some wing back, some outside mid, a little bit of forward run. And then towards the end of the season, we kind of found him as a suitable wing back. So this year he's going to be starting for us there. And he's just got this true leadership value about him. He's the one back there talking all the time, making sure guys are in the right position. It's been really great to see from him. And then we have Luke Longton making the jump from JV into a starting role for us this year as a junior. So Luke's got the most speed out of the three of them back there, and he is the toughest guy. I mean, he doesn't mind the physical part of the game. I believe he was went to state last year for wrestling. So, like I say, he doesn't mind the physical part of the game at all. So.
Yeah, no doubt. As a defender, you do sometimes have to be very physical, and you know, honestly, you got to sometimes be intimidating. And I think if a player going up against Longton finds out that he's a wrestler, he might be a little slightly intimidated. Who knows?
So,
yeah, exactly. Coach Krueger, I don't know if I've asked you this question before, but I'll ask it now and just get your thoughts on it. But as the head coach of the Windsor boys soccer team. I know you probably have some help with some assistance and what have you, but as far as your specialty and kind of some of the kids that maybe you've been working with during the off season, can you dive into that for us?
Well, we have voluntary workouts throughout the summer. We do kick-arounds, we do friendlies, we do some conditioning. And the guys, they come out when their schedule allows. You know, we got some guys that just weren't he was able to make it because they were in Stuco or they were Boys State, you know. So we had some guys miss. The guys that were there on a consistent basis was Eli Dunmeyer. He's gonna start in center mid with Tanner. He was there most of the time, and then Max Kimbrough was there a lot. And then we got a sophomore, Jaden Broderick, who is actually going to start on the varsity next week or on Tuesday for us here. Because we have Hunter Mateer, who's in a walking boot right now. So Jaden was out all summer, and he's going to be jumping into that role until Hunter's back, and then we're going to put him back on the JV once Hunter's healthy. But those three guys are the guys that were there the most consistently all summer, and you can see the difference from where they were coming into our preseason stuff and compared to some of the other guys. So. Looking forward to all those guys making some sort of impact for us, whether it's just a short amount of time or for the long season. So,
okay, very well. One more position to get to, really, and that's the goalkeeper spot. Jared Tanner returns as your starting goalkeeper. I know that he got a chance to, as well as a lot of these guys that they have returning, experience what it's like to win a district championship. You know, again, going back-to-back you guys in 2017 and 2018. But as far as Jared Tanner is concerned, that senior goalkeeper for you, I bet you're feeling pretty nice about that.
Yeah. Jared's been there the last 2 years. He was the guy in the net for both those championships, you know, and he was also the guy in the net when we were eliminated in sectionals. So he knows what he wants to do going out. You know, Jared gets there, he works hard. But I can't say enough about Jared if I can't talk about his backup and Ian Ferris. Because Ian made a huge jump between his sophomore and junior year and really made Jared work as a junior. And then Ian's improved greatly this offseason, too, to the point where they're just about neck and neck, you know. And, you know, we're going to go with Jared because he's got the experience. But, you know, with Ian, we're looking to get Ian some minutes, too, more than he's had in the past just because he's earned it. And the more he works, the better he gets. And the more he works, the better he gets, the better Jared gets. So it's been great to have Coach Malik, our goalie coach. You know, he's been working with those two guys for the last 3 years. And just the improvement that they've both made, not only is it their work ethic, but it's just the work that Coach Malik has with them too. So we're excited for him, like I said. And Jared knows what it feels like to win it, and you know, to be knocked out. So he's ready to go, and he's ready to go a little further here in his last hurrah.
Okay, very well. Coach, you are breaking in and out just a little bit. I only have one more question for you, so I'm hoping our signal stays just strong enough for this question. As you look ahead, the district, in terms of the district, you guys have the same one, DeSoto, Festus, Hillsborough are a part of your district. But as you look at the 2019 schedule, obviously begins tonight with Fox in your own tournament, beginning here at 6 o'clock this evening. But who else on the schedule are you really looking forward to having your players go up against this year?
Well, we always like, obviously, our conference. We've only won a conference championship once in entire school history. So we like to match up with the conferences, see where we sit. I think that gives us a good testament with, you know, Perryville and St. Pius being Class 2 teams that are always competing late in the districts and playoffs. You know, Hillsborough, I mean, last 3 years, that's who we've had to go through to get those titles, the last two, and then the year before they beat us in the championship. But I like the schools that we got on our schedule that are bigger. The Oakvilles, the Millville, Parkway North. I really like to see how we compete against those guys. They really, I think they help us a lot. We need to get some of the shows where we need to continue working on what we're doing. But those are definitely some teams that I always look forward to playing. And then, you know, we got they're not rivals, but you got Second of Fox and the neighbors up there. So those are always fun games to be part of, too.
All right. Very well, Coach. Just strong enough for us, so we do appreciate it, of course. You had said Sekman and Fox at the very end there, so just to repeat what you said, just in case our listeners were unable to catch that. But, hey, again, thank you so much for picking up the phone on your way to the game this evening. Good luck against the Fox Warriors, and we look forward to some more conversations about Windsor boys soccer here this fall.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, that is Chris Krueger, head coach of the Windsor Boys Soccer Owls, joining us here on KJS Sports Talk.